Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Peches, Yuma 88. And today's Daf Yomi, we come to the last page in Maseches Yuma. We thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to do a 5-minute podcast on every Daf in Maseches Yuma. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to end with discussion of one who sees seed on the night of Yom Kippur. This is ironic that the Gemara chooses to end this way, because the Gemara began, remember how the Masechta started? It started by talking about all the steps we take to make sure that the Kohen Gadol does not see seed emanating from his body on the night of Yom Kippur, how we separate him, we keep him up all night, and we just do everything possible to make sure he does not become Tameh. But yet the Gemara ends with the fact, what happens to a person who does see seed on the night of Yom Kippur? Almost as if to say the Gemara lives in the real world, that the track that began in the theoretical and in the retrospective, but now the Gemara says, okay, let's say you see seed on the night of Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, a man who sees seed emanating from his body accidentally on the night of Yom Kippur, Yorid V'Tovo, he should immerse in the mikvah, V'la Erev Yishav Shef, and in the evening afterwards he should rub his body and make sure there's nothing there that's an interposition when he went down into the water. The Gemara says, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, Erev, in the evening, my Dehava Hava, he already immersed, and if there was an interposition, there was an interposition. So the Gemara says, Ela Ema, rather read the Brice as follows, Miba Erev Yishav Shef, meaning the day before Yom Kippur he should rub his whole body with hot water, so therefore that if he sees seed the next day, which is on Yom Kippur, he can immerse in the mikvah without concern that there should be an interposition. Meaning a person should make sure that their whole body is rubbed and clean before Yom Kippur, so that if they have to go into the mikvah, they're able to do so. So the Gemara says, Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman. So they taught in front of Rav Nachman following teaching, Haroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, one who sees seed on the night of Yom Kippur without intent, that's actually a good sign. Avonos of Mechulin Lo, and his sins are forgiven. Obviously, the commentaries point out that when you see the seed, we're talking about a situation that you didn't somehow cause yourself to have impure thoughts by following or by looking at things or by thinking about things. We're talking about a person who took all the necessary precautions so that they wouldn't have an emission from their body, and yet they still saw a seed. So under these circumstances, we're going to say his sins are all going to be forgiven. And the basis for this, says the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, is because it states in Isaiah, Yireh Zera Yarech Yomim, that if a person sees seed, he will have a long life, as it says in Isaiah 53, verse 10. Meaning to say that as a result of this, the fact that his sins are forgiven, he's going to merit a long life. So therefore, a person, his sins will be forgiven if he sees seed on the night of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, well, Tanya, but we learned that just the opposite. We learned in a Braisa, Avonos of Sidurin, that if he sees seed on the night of Yom Kippur, his sins are all arranged. Meaning to say the implication is that he's arranged to be punished. The Gemara says, no, that's not what Sidurin means. What does Sidurin mean? Sidurin means Sidurin Limachal. They're arranged to be forgiven. Meaning to say that his sins are arranged so that he's able to be forgiven. And that's what we say in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Mavir Rishon, that Hashem Yisbarach overlooks one sin at a time. And so therefore, that's the concept here, that a person, Hashem Yisbarach, is going to overlook a person's sins. So Tana Debei Rav Shmuel, somebody who sees seed on the night of Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur, the night or the day, this person should be afraid the whole year that maybe his fast was not accepted, because one of the five inuyim, one of the five afflictions that we're supposed to do, is to refrain from marital relations. And this person had an omission, and so therefore it's like the concept of what we saw in Maseches Sukkah, that somebody who fills up a cup and gives it to his master and the master spills it in his face. So here the person has been refraining from marital relations, and yet Hashem from heaven, he has had an omission. So that's why you should be worried the whole year. However, and also Shana, if this person completes the year, so he survives the year, then muftach hu ben olam haba, and it's certainty that this person has enough good deeds that he's able to withstand this punishment and defend him against this imperfection that he had a mission on the night of Yom Kippur. And so it's a certainty this person will have a share in the world to come. So, and then the Gemara concludes with the following phrase: Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Teda. How do we know that that is the phrase? Shakol Olam Kulo Raiv. How do we know that this is the case? Because the whole world is hungry. I mean, to say the whole world is not satisfied from tashmish, from relations. He was satisfied. Meaning to say he had this admission and he was not punished for it, and it happened without his intent. And nevertheless, he was able to survive the year. This is a siman that he's a tzaddik gomer. He's an absolute righteous person. Meaning to say he should be concerned, but if once it went through, it's clear retroactively that he was a tzaddik, and so therefore he was satiated from heaven. Even though he refrained, heaven gave him this physical pleasure. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Yamar, when Rav Dimi said, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, someone who sees Yom Kippur on the seed on the night of Yom Kippur, Mafesh Chaye Sage Umaske, he should have a long life and he'll have many children and grandchildren. And we see from here that, now, again, like we said at the beginning, that the whole Masechta starts off by saying we take all these precautions not to have the emission. But at the end of the day, if the person has the emission, then we're going to say it's a sign that he's going to have many children and grandchildren and he'll have a long life. And so may it be God's will that we have this blessing that the tractate Yom Kippur ends with. Hadron Olach Yom HaKippurim Sliko HaMasechas Yoma. We will return to you Yom HaKippurim Sliko HaMasechas Yoma.